This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Now, more of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons, and back to the phone lines on a Patriots Monday. Drake May is followed up by another Patriots captain, Marcus Jones. Marcus, how are we doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Okay. If I ask you, how did the pass defense play yesterday against the Raiders? How would you respond?
Of course, it wasn't, you know, how we wanted to be, everything like that. Honestly, it's never, you know, a good look whenever the quarterback has 300 something passing yards. But, you know, we're going to correct the things that we need to correct and kind of go from there and stuff like that and know that we need to handle certain situations a little differently.
Marcus, would you say that the Raiders kind of did what you expected? Did they do anything different than you expected? I know it's week one, after all, and there's not a lot of tape on the 2025 Raiders, but how would you say they played versus the way that you guys prepared?
I mean, I think you kind of said it pretty well, from the sense of, you know, you don't really know, you know, what to expect and everything like that because it's week one and stuff like that. So, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, they're a solid team, and they just, you know, played better than us yesterday.
Marcus, one of the things that's been getting a lot of play is X plays, explosive plays. I think they had five different guys with catches over, like, 24 yards. Were those communication breakdowns, scheme breakdowns, just, you know, guys getting beat? How would you sort of describe all those?
I feel as though, at the end of the day, it's 11 players out there on the field and stuff, so it's just a thing that, you know, as a defense, you don't want to happen and stuff. So, you know, we made sure to correct the certain things that we need to correct and kind of go from there and make sure that those plays don't happen again.
Marcus, key play in the game, obviously in the fourth quarter, 3rd and 20, looked like you guys blitzed, and then there was a coverage breakdown, and I think it was their rookie Dante Thornton who caught a pass falling backwards, kind of a backbreaker in terms of being able to score twice to tie the game up or win. What happened on that play?
We ran a certain play and everything like that to where we wanted to get to him and stuff like that. But, you know, our rush just had to get home on that play and stuff like that. So, you know, we're going to make sure to handle those things right and make sure that, you know, that plays like that, it can't happen. So we're going to make sure that plays like that won't happen again.
Patriots cornerback Marcus Jones here with us on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Was it good to just finally get a game? I know the results aren't what you wanted and there's a lot to clean up, but is it good to now actually have a real game to work off of? Everybody played. You have film to work off of. Is it good to get the process underway, I guess?
Yeah, it is great. Just off the fact of everyone, you know, having a game now. And then also, you know, knowing where our identity is, you know, we know about the things that we preach and stuff like that, but, you know, what we are on film and stuff like that, it shows the good, it shows the bad of every team that's, you know, in the league. And now we, you know, kind of have stuff to go towards and stuff. And then also, you know, letting people, you know from the sense of, hey, we didn't play how we wanted to, but it's all about how we respond for week two.
What is that identity, and what does it need to be if those aren't the same?
Yeah, our identity is just, you know, first off, effort and finish. You know, Rave's always talked to us about that 24/7 and everything. I feel like, you know, the guys definitely play hard and stuff, but now it's all about the techniques and the details and stuff that, you know, it may be a small, you know, minute situation, but it can end up impacting and being real big. So, you know, just making sure that we keep harping on the details, fundamentals, and everything like that.
Marcus, we asked this question to your teammate, quarterback Drake May, just a little while ago here on the afternoon show, and I feel like it would only be fair if we asked you the same sort of tough question. You've now been with the Patriots. This is your fourth year. Haven't had a winning season yet. How important is winning to you as a person and as a football player?
It's very important from the sense of, you know, no one's out there trying to lose. You know what I mean? We're all preparing to win. In all honesty, we don't really worry about what happened last year and all types of stuff and everything like that. From the sense of, it's out of our control. All we can focus on is, you know, now. And like I've said before, you know, we're trying to win every single time we go out there. So we don't like losing. However, you have to take it as a lesson and prepare for the next time that you go out there.
You're clearly intimately involved in the return game. Didn't look like it was quite as explosive as it had been at times during the preseason. You did get at least one good one. How did you feel like that area went yesterday?
Yeah, we've talked about it as a team. You know, we always want to be explosive and everything in the return game, no matter if it's kickoff return or punt return. And our standard is high for ourselves, so we didn't do what we would like to do in the moment and stuff, but you know, we corrected the certain things that we need corrected. And we definitely, as a team, Rave talked to us about it, you know, 24/7 about the situation of special teams. You know, it can be great for us. So we got to make sure to, you know, keep getting better at that.
Well, the conditions yesterday certainly weren't desirable for an opener. They were positively brutal at times, very New England. Now, week two, you're on to Miami. I know typically Miami has the visiting team play on the side where all the sunshine comes in and it gets kind of hot down there. How much are you looking forward to going to Miami, getting a little warmth, and also what kind of challenge you think the Dolphins will present for you?
Yeah, first off, man, you know, they have a great offensive scheme. You know, they got great players on their team. You know, they have a lot of explosive guys and stuff. So just knowing where those big impact guys are on the field is very important for us. And then also, yeah, we the conditions and everything like that, that stuff that's out of our control. We're a big team of controlling what we can control and stuff like that. So our result of how we play with our effort and getting to the ball, causing turnovers and putting points on the board is a big thing that we want to do.
Listening to Coach Vrabel over the last 24 hours, he's done a couple radio hits, a press conference, and I've heard him say some form of the phrase, we need to be precise, but realize we're not going to be perfect. I always assume when he says things to the media multiple times, he's probably saying similar things to you guys in team meetings. Has he said that to you about the difference between precision and perfection? And what do you think that means?
Yeah, he definitely has to us as a team. You know, in the game of football, even in life, but in the game of football, you can't be perfect 24/7. You know, people are going to move. People aren't going to stand still, you know, all of those things. So being able to make sure that you are playing fast helps out with that.
Marcus, did you feel like you played enough in the preseason to get tuned up and prepared for the regular season? I know there's been a lot going on about the shortened preseason. People said, you know, didn't see the starters out there enough. Do you felt like you were ready and played enough in the preseason?
Yes, I feel as though, you know, I don't think of it just from just the preseason system. We're always thinking about, you know, practice, training camp, all of those things and everything like that helps out with the situation of, you know, gain speed and things like that. So I feel like, you know, I'm definitely prepared for it.
Marcus, when I talked to you down at training camp about a month ago, we sort of joked about how you think you're bigger than you are sometimes. You're physical and tackling. And it came into my mind last night. I was watching the Ravens-Bills, Derrick Henry, big game, big guy running into the secondary. I don't know off the top of my head whether you've ever tackled him, but when you see a big guy like that coming, whether it's a tight end or a Derrick Henry-sized running back, does their size ever enter into your mind? Do you think like, oh no, go low or don't get run over? Like, what goes through your mind when a train like that is on the track?
Yeah, great question. The main thing that I would say is, I mean, I'm always trying to know what type of guy that I am tackling, you know, whether it's the guy that likes to hurdle, whether it's the guy that likes to run you over, and then kind of go from there. Of course, we all know that a person can't run without their legs, but at the end of the day, you know, everyone's different, you know what I mean? So that's how I kind of go about it.
And also, when, you know, tough game, doesn't go the way you want to go. What's the Marcus Jones sort of like playbook for handling a loss that night and then just, you know, getting it out of your system and then turning the page the next day? Is there like a favorite movie you go home and watch? Is there something you always DoorDash maybe after a tough game so you can get ready for the next day?
The main thing for me is that, first off, I love the situation of game correction. So, you know, I'll watch film, you know, see the things that we all need to work on and stuff like that individually and also as a team. And then just talk and discuss about it. And then also spending time spend time with them, eat and everything like that. And then, you know, get back to dinner and right for the next week.
Marcus, before we let you go, we actually spoke with your special teams coordinator, Jeremy Springer, on Friday. Seems like a great guy, very energetic guy. There's a natural energy there. Can you give us, is there a Jeremy Springer story or that energy or whatever he brings to that meeting room with you guys?
I mean, the main thing I say about Spring, that's my guy. Spring, anytime that we're, I mean, just anytime in general, not just in the building, but he has that energy. You know, he loves what he does and everything. He listens to the players. We talk to him, and it's not just from the sense of just always being a coach. He's a relationship type of guy, and he's great to work with in that sense. And then also he's always preparing us from week to week of what we can see and stuff like that so then we can play faster whenever we get out there on the field.
All right, Marcus Jones, we will look forward to next week talking to you, hopefully coming off a win. Good luck in Miami.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Marcus.
Thanks, Marcus.
Marcus Jones, Patriots team captain, defensive back, returner, jack of all trades, and a guy who gives us insight into Jeremy Springer.
Yes, and hopefully a guy that one day soon will find a better spot for his cell phone.
Oh,
what?
Come on. It wasn't great service, but it happens.
Know. All right.
We've
I'm all just saying. I'm just. Sometimes it's my job to say what's on the mind of some people.
617.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
7779-7937. We'll get back to the game analysis. We'll break down the interviews with Drake May and Marcus Jones. I already see the phone calls lining up, including the word disaster in one of the subject lines. Don't love that. 617-779-7937. Breaking down the Patriots season opening 20-13 loss to the Raiders up next here on WEEI Afternoons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.